Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Hello and welcome to our 2020 results presentation. In terms of the highlights of 2020, I'll start with the operational highlights and I'll let Moran to take you through the financial highlights. We continue to progress very strongly to build up visibility of revenues. Revenues from existing subscribers reached $110.5 million as of the end of 2020 compared to the $98.8 million the previous year. We completed the integration with private internet access. We couldn't be happier with how the integration with PIA progressed, and both in terms of the combination of the two teams together and the technical integration. Cost synergies were above our initial estimates, $6.5 million in 2020 compared to in the initial guidance of $3.5 to $4.5 million. We crossed the 2.5 million paying subscribers for the first time with another uplift in retention to 83% compared to the 81% the previous year. And very important leap in our R&D and product development, launch for the wider market, the privacy and security suite of CyberGhost, as well as other product releases throughout the year. And we are in a very strong position to start and build up the revenue per user, the average revenue per user, and drive forward cross-selling and upselling initiatives. Lastly, in October, we completed the very successful fundraise that gave us the funding that was an important part of the funding for the acquisition we announced last week of WebSellence. Overall, we raised $115.5 million from institutions across North America, UK, Europe, and Israel.
I'm happy to report on another year of very strong financial growth, with revenue increasing by 85% to $122.2 million, driven by both a full year consolidation of PIA and a very strong organic growth in the core business units. Adjusted EBITDA grew by 168% to $39 million, passing management expectations, and growth in margins to 31.9% compared to 22% in 2019. Net profit increased to $28.9 million. That includes a one-off tax benefit through the restructuring of the PIA acquisition with an increased tax base of the intangible assets. That's a result of the buyback that we did from PIA founders in October this year. Fully diluted earnings per share multiplied by 8 to 14.8 cents from 1.7 cents in 2019. And in 2020, we are a very cash generative business, generating 20.4 million of adjusted operating cash flow, cash conversion of 52%. That's comparing to 1 million in 2019. So a different cash profile of the business, very cash generative. And if we exclude investment in growth, the cash conversion grew to 112%. And lastly, we finished the year with a very strong balance sheet, cash balance of almost 50 million and a net cash of 11.1 million.
The market continued to grow very fast in 2020. This is a combination of few underlying growth drivers. Firstly, millions of people around the world affected from breach of security and data leakages. In every market study, both in the US and in other parts of the world, we see that the main pain point of consumers is the loss of control of their personal information and the interest to gain back and at least understand and be able to limit the ability of third-party organization to get access, monitor, and track their digital activity. If we look on the Google Trends, and here we're showing you one only example of the search for VPN in Google, it's in 2020, we've seen another uplift in the volumes of people searching VPN. And obviously this is only one term in a long list of digital privacy and security related searches, which plays out, by the way, 4K following the acquisition of WebSilence. COVID-19 was another accelerator to the growth in the market, with much more people working remotely, spending much more time connecting to unsecured Wi-Fi networks, and obviously the need for software solutions that will be easy to use but still stable, fast, provide full security and privacy is in the highest level so far. Plus the fact that now is a mass market. It's not just tech-oriented people that are aware that they need to have a more secure and private internet connections. It's across a wide market and a lot of people that understand much more than before. CAPE is consumer SaaS business. We design our solutions to become trusted advisors for individuals around the world, a trusted tech provider for individuals around the world to enable them to live a more secure and private digital lives. We launched during Q3 last year the CyberGhost Digital Privacy and Security Suite, one dashboard, one place that offer variety of solutions to the end customer to offer him full security and protection on his digital information. Since the beginning of 2021, we see that more than 10% already from the new sales of CyberGhost taking the suite solution, which obviously will have immediate and significant impact on the average order value and uplift in average revenue per user. In addition to the dashboard, we had a few product releases. If it's the CyberGhost private browser, the ID guard, the password managers, and a few others that all position CAPE very strongly to be one of the leaders in the consumer cybersecurity space, especially with the way we design, develop, and combine our technologies to work and offer superior customer experience. Moving to slide 8. The integration of private internet access was a key part of 2020. We are very pleased with the way private internet access integrated into the CAPE group. Very satisfied and pleased to see that 97% of the core PIA team stayed with us, and a lot of them taking now a much wider responsibilities in the group. If it's the VP R&D of the digital privacy division, operational directors, people in the go-to-market strategy team, and further. We started and enhanced throughout the year growth in the sales of private internet access by deploying the PIA solutions into the CAPE user acquisition platform. And you see on the chart on the right that every month we were able to grow the numbers, and by December 20, already reached to 15,000 new sales of private internet access on top of the organic growth of PIA, and it's going better than what we expected in the initial investment model. In addition, operational synergies were higher than what we expected, $6.5 million in 2020. The product set of private internet access is now fully integrated into the CAPE group, and some of it already was deployed and integrated to the CyberGhost privacy suite. And private internet access is now one of our two main product brands alongside CyberGhost, especially in North America. Moving to slide 9, this is the fifth year we are showing the evolution of our subscriber base. On the chart on the left, you see the development of all of our subscriber-based solutions. In 2020, we had a very strong period forth in the subscriber base with improved retention rates of 83%, which is very high compared to the benchmark in the industry. The US sales now represents more than 50%, 53% of our subscribers based in the US. And the rest in other places like the UK, Europe, Australia, Japan. The US is by far our largest market and a key focus for our growth strategy.
Moving on to the next slide, it shows a summary of our profit and loss report. So revenue has increased by 85% to 122.2 million. That includes revenue from the digital privacy segment almost tripling to 89.8 million. And that comprised of a very strong organic growth from CyberGhost and ZenMate of 31%, and a very successful integration of PIA contribution for the full year. PIA contributed a little bit more than 50 million of revenues in the year. Digital security revenues have decreased by 10%, mainly due to change of focus from the legacy PC performance products to the digital privacy products, and also the Intego endpoint security products that grew revenue by 9% in the year. In addition, the subscriber base of Intego grew by 28%, already laying the foundation to a very strong expected revenue growth in 2021. Looking at the operating expenses, we are a much bigger business in 2020. Operational expenses have increased by almost 45%, mainly due to an increased investment in R&D of 50% and a full consolidation of PIA for the year. And that's after realizing synergies of 6.5 million, exceeding management expectation. We gave a guidance of synergies between 3.5 to 4.5 million in the year. In practice, the synergies were realized faster than what we've expected. That brings us to a very strong growth in adjusted EBITDA to 39 million in 2020, an increase of 168%. Very healthy margin of 31.9%. Again, higher margins than what we expected or what we guided for the year. That's comparing to 22% margin in 2019. All of that gives us a very strong increase in fully diluted adjusted EPS, increase of 771% to 14.8 cents from 1.7 cents in 2019. So the business is growing very strongly, both on the top line and the bottom line. Moving on to the next slide that shows our cash flow statement. So a very good progress in the year in that aspect as well. Almost 20 times adjusted operating cash flow, 20.4 million in the period compared to 1 million in 2019. And that's mainly because we've started the year with a much larger subscriber base. That's a result of the investment and the user acquisition that we did in previous years. That means that the proportion of renewal revenue out of total revenue have increased significantly, and the amount of user acquisition cost out of revenue has decreased by almost 12 percentage points in the period. If we exclude the investment in growth, and that means the user acquisition cost that we will expense in the next years, because they are attributable to revenue that we'll generate in next years. If we exclude that, adjusted operating cash flow was 43.6 million in the period, representing a cash conversion of 112%. In the financing activities, in April this year, we've refinanced the bridge loan we got from our major shareholder in December 2019 for the acquisition of PIA, by a long-term bank debt that includes Bank of Ireland, Barclays, and Citibank. They provided us facilities of up to 70 million, 40 million term loan, 10 million RCF, and 20 million uncommitted acquisition facility. Very good terms, a margin of between 1.85 to 2.25 over LIBOR. In addition, as Ido mentioned, we've completed a very successful capital raise, net proceeds of 113.2 million. And we used some of that 72.5 million to buy back shares from PIA founders due to a one-off tax benefit we got by increasing the tax base of PIA's intangible assets. Capital expenses was 9.1 million in the period. That includes a 6 million deferred payment for the PIA acquisition, 2.5 million of capitalized R&D that remained flat to 2020 to 2019. And overall, we finished the year with a very strong balance sheet of almost 50 million in cash. Net cash after that was 11.1 million. And today we stand with an adjusted net leverage of 1.6 times EBITDA after the acquisition of WebSalence and raising 85 million in bridge loan from our major shareholder. The intention is to get to below 1x leverage by the end of this year and to keep a moderate level of debt that we are confident that we'll be able to serve without any issues going forward.
Moving to the next slide, last week we announced the acquisition of WebSalence for a total consideration of $149.1 million. Very important acquisition for Cape, and it's a natural and highly strategic acquisition in overall of our growth strategy. WebSalence is a business that developed a very strong and sophisticated insight-driven content platform that attracts in 2020 more than 105 million readers that are interested in improving their digital security and privacy, with very strong BI tools that gives them a very thorough and robust understanding of consumer behaviors in the cybersecurity space. The way they've done it is a combination of one, very strong BI technologies that enable them to analyze and improve the reader journey, highly localized content, a very strong quality of content in more than 29 different languages. From K perspective, a game changer acquisition from various reasons. One, it builds up further our competitive advantage in driving organic growth, both in our digital security and privacy segments. It brings us much closer to the end user and a lot of insights and know-how in driving forward our product strategy. And from financial perspective, the WebSalence acquisition is immediately earning enhancing, with 65% uplift in the earning per share already in 2021. Moving to the next slide, WebSalence in the last 4 years grown very fast. We know the business well. We met the two founders of WebSalence already in 2017 after we bought CyberGhost and started to work with them. And Cape was and continue to be an important partner of WebSalence. WebSalence, as they build up their offerings and technology, were able to drive very high growth in the top line in a very profitable way. Revenues of WebSalence increased to $64.5 million in 2020, up more than 90% compared to 2019, and very profitably. Adjusted EBITDA of $30.7 million in 2020 with very high cash conversion that will impact very positively the cash profile of the Cape Group. Moving to slide 14. When we look on our growth strategy, it's a combination of a few things. One important arm in our go-to-market strategy is very strong know-how and technologies to drive high volume of paid user acquisition. This is what we are doing very well and what enabled us to grow the subscriber base from 150,000 following the acquisition of CyberGhost to over 2.5 million subscribers at the end of 2020. WebSalence adding another very important arm to the group, building and having very strong organic marketing capabilities. When we say organic marketing, meaning that there are free traffic sources, that there is no cost attached to the sale of the subscription. As a scalable and fast-growing consumer SaaS business, in order to realize the full growth potential of the group, we knew that in some stage we will have to add, in parallel to our very strong paid user acquisition capabilities, the ability to drive high volumes of organic traffic to our digital properties. And by the combining WebSalence into the group, we are adding one of the strongest and best proven organic marketing platforms in the industry that will be a very important competitive advantage for Cape going forward. In addition to the go-to-market capabilities, we now have a very strong product portfolio that all leading in their own categories, and it's all under our two main product brands, Private Internet Access and CyberGhost. Another impact of the acquisition of WebSalence, that immediately by combining WebSalence into Cape, we will see a reduction of 16% in our customer acquisition cost, and it's in a very conservative level before accounting to the uplift in the organic sales of both our digital privacy and security divisions as a result of having the WebCellence business consolidated into the Cape Group. Moving to slide 15, our guidance for the year on a reported level since the 5th of March, the date we closed the acquisition of WebCellence, we expect to cross the $200 million of revenues this year and continue with our approach to grow in a profitable way, with $73 to $76 million expected adjusted EBITDA in 2021 and another uplift in the expansion of our profit margins. To summarize the key takeaways of the presentation, first of all, we continue to execute and the same strategy of growing in a profitable way. On the chart on the right, you can see the evolution in revenues that since we started executing on our strategic roadmap, we were able to grow revenues from above $38 million in 2016 to over $122 million in 2020 with the continued growth into the current year as well. And we are doing it in parallel of growing the EBITDA margins. On the chart on the bottom, you can see that on the adjusted EBITDA margin, we were able to expand the margin and grow the margin from 14.9% in 2016 to over 31% in 2020, with another uplift expected to be in the current year. In addition, we are very pleased with the integration of private internet access. Cost synergies were 50% higher than initially expected. And if we compare the Q4 2020 sales of private internet access compared to the Q4 sales in 2019, we see a significant uplift of new sales as a result of flowing the PIE product into the Cape user acquisition platform. Product development accelerated, and we are seeing a strong uplift in a number of customers already choosing the suite solution that drive higher average revenue per user over time. We completed the acquisition of WebCellence that will be a key part of 2021, both the integration and deploying a lot of the knowledge and technologies of WebCellence to accelerate the organic growth of both the digital privacy and security division. We build up over the last few years very strong track record of not just our ability to execute on M&A strategy, but integrate it properly, drive synergies, and more importantly, enhance the growth of businesses joining our group. And lastly, the management, and I can say I personally very pleased with the progress of the group in the last 5 years. We gradually build up Cape to be a global leader in the consumer digital privacy and security space. And we are very confident with the performance of the company in 2021 as we drive forward the integration with WebCellence and the continued growth beyond into 2022 and further.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.